Welcome back to the Ministry Biz Skills class, and today
we are going to look at appearance.
Okay, appearance. Why is this in the Ministry Skills class? In some ways, this doesn't feel like this is a skill. Is it
right, you're
superficial, you know?
Yeah,
like you
look like what you look like, right?
Yeah.
You're born that way.
Right.
And there's some aspects that of who you are. You're definitely born with certain characteristics. I have blue eyes. I suppose I could have those contacts that change the color. But,
yeah.
You know, you can grow a beard or not grow a beard. But
right.
Some of the things are a given. Let's look at a couple of verses and maybe get a little perspective on this.
Okay.
So we have 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. This is where they were looking at Saul as a possible candidate for the king.
Right.
And there was some concern about who he was and so on. And this is what God says. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So in some ways, it's an outward thing, and we shouldn't judge a book by the cover.
Right.
And certainly God doesn't.
Right.
But we do.
Right. So you do.
we are not
we
God.
All do. Yeah.
And so on the one hand, yes, we should not be quick to judge who people are, because as you get to know people, you get to know more of who they are.
Right.
But in all of life, we do tend to judge things by what things look like. We go outside and we look at the sky and we go, hey, it might rain.
Right.
We're making a judgment based on what we see. If you're preaching a sermon and you look out and you see people yawning and closing their eyes, you are judging something by what you see, and
right.
You should.
Right.
Because what you see does give you an indication of what's going on.
Right.
So Matthew 7 sort of gives the other side of the story here. Matthew 7, verse 16, by their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Hmm. So if we were to apply that to your appearance, you don't want to come off like a thorn bush.
Right. Right.
You don't want to mislead people by how you're dressed.
Right.
Or you get up in the morning and you don't brush your teeth, or you don't comb your hair. What does that say about you?
Right.
Like you're going to have a meeting with somebody and you show up and you haven't bothered to comb your hair. What does
right.
that say to the person that
right.
you're meeting?
Right.
It says, I don't care enough about you to even bother to do this simple thing.
You know, I think about this. There's a uniform of your passion and calling, and everybody has uniforms. And you see that. You go into a hospital, and the doctors and the nurses have a uniform. And that says something to me right away. It says they are in the passion and have the skills and the credibility
right.
to actually, like, deal with my
yes.
health.
And if you went to see the doctor, and he comes in with shorts, a baseball cap and a sleeveless shirt.
Right.
And he's about to operate, and put a pacemaker in or something.
Yeah.
He's like,
hold it here.
How did you get through the doors here? Because
right.
our expectations about certain professions and our comfort level
right.
does go with appearance.
Yes. And one of the things that we have seen with the whole development of clergy programs in clergy caps and clergy shirts, and we're each wearing one right now too, is that we feel like those in ministry haven't completely seen this very well, that there is a uniform that represents a passion. And in each ministry biz or each thing, there's an appropriate uniform for you.
Right.
And it's not a bad thing to consider appearance, because even something like hygiene is about a uniform in some sense. It
yes.
speaks
yes.
a lot.
Yeah, if you take care of yourself, then maybe the thing you're talking about, you might, if you're trying to help me, you're in a way offering to take care of me in some ways.
Right.
But if you're not even taking care of yourself, then what credibility do you have to offer me anything?
Right, right, right.
So 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says, to the weak I became weak. To win the weak, I've become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing. Now, how might we apply this to your appearance?
Right. That's interesting. I become all things to all people. In other words, I know my audience, who I'm called to reach, and I'm making sure that I'm not putting a stumbling block by how I look or how I smell or my appearance as a first impression at the PeopleSmart class. We talked long about your first impression. In fact, one writer said that in the first 7 seconds, a lot of things are communicated.
Right.
Seven seconds.
Right. So maybe you're not dressing appropriately, and now you've given the impression of something that isn't maybe true.
Right.
But now you have this obstacle to overcome.
Right.
Right. Because to overcome a first impression takes a lot of work.
Yes.
So why make it so difficult for someone to see who you truly are and what you're really trying to represent?
Yes. Yes.
So wearing the uniform. So wherever I go, I wear a kind of a uniform. So when I play pickleball, I don't put my dress shirt on.
Right.
But I have these little T-shirts that say something.
Right.
And, you know, maybe has a verse on the back or something that is, you know, not in your face. I want to be appropriate. I don't want to come off like I'm judging people
or
and so on.
At all.
But I'm wearing what is appropriate to the audience that I'm dealing with. Remember, we had joined that, what was that thing in Grand Rapids where all the businessmen came together?
I forget what that was. Yeah, one of those clubs, the Econ Club.
Econ Club. Okay, right. So you're going to the Econ Club. These are the top people in a city of 1 million people.
Yeah.
All the top business people. So, you know, we're not going in jeans and a T-shirt.
Right.
No, we find the suit, put the suit on.
And the tie on.
Get the tie on. You know, I'm not a real tie person. But if I'm going to the Econ Club, that's what I'm going to wear. Because...
Right.
Why should I cause a stumbling block? I'm trying to connect with you. I'm trying to have a relationship with you. You have a tie on. I have a tie on.
You know, Jesus picked that up when he talked about, you know, having the right clothes on, the wedding clothes. And, you know, there was a sense of honor that was connected to appearance. You know, one of the things Rich DeVos mentored us on is, you know, one time you or I asked him, so why is appearance so important? And he said, it's important because you honor the people you're trying to reach, trying to influence. Right. And honoring them is why it's important.
Right. So, you know, it's interesting in different sports, like a coach in basketball wears a suit.
Right.
But the coach in baseball wears a uniform.
He
actually has a baseball uniform.
Right.
And I don't know what the whole history of that is, but I think it's kind of interesting that in every endeavor, there's the appropriate thing.
The uniform that says respect. I respect you. I love you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is Lord. He's my Lord. And we invite you into a conversation about that without the appearance getting in the way.
Right. So in some ways, you know, At the very least, don't be a stumbling block to the relationship. And at best, why not get a leg up on the relationship by dressing appropriately to the situation?
Now, there's some obstacles there. Like, will I come off like phony because I'm dressing a certain way when I'm not used to dressing that way? Is that a problem?
I don't know, is it?
Well, you know, think about that. Yeah. I mean, because I've seen people in the ministry who have said, who even Christian ministry, I'm going to have to wear a tie now, right?
Yes. I think just because you're uncomfortable doesn't mean you're phony. For example, I join a baseball team and they give me a uniform. Now, the first time I ever did that, I never had a uniform on. I felt a little self-conscious and what have you. But it's what the team wears.
Right.
This is the uniform of the team. I'm not being phony just because I feel uncomfortable I'm not used to wearing a baseball uniform. I am, like, acknowledging that I'm part of this team, and even if it's not doesn't fit my personality exactly, I am willing to sacrifice for the sake of the team to do this for the, you know, we're, you know, right. Let's say I'm on a team and their colors are orange and right. blue, and I hate orange.
Right.
I could say, you know what, I'm just not going to wear orange. Right. I'll be the only one out there on the team wearing some other color. You know, what does that say? I'm disrespecting the team. So
right.
it's not necessarily that I'm being phony. I'm just joining the team. It doesn't mean I always like it. Doesn't always mean that it fits me exactly. But I'm not making a big deal about my personal preference versus the team.
Got it. And so you can be uncomfortable and be authentic.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Some basic tips. All right. Just some basic things. Number one, hygiene.
Okay. What else can be said about this?
Well, right. I mean, it's just, you know, so if you don't have good hygiene, it's hygiene is like, again, just a stumbling block possibility to any relationship.
Yeah.
You know, when you were dating, would you go on the date without brushing your teeth?
No.
No. It's just part of the thing that you should do. Now, and just the care. I remember seeing a guy that was a minister, and he was kind of a funny guy that he just wasn't very good at it. I mean, I don't know how he became a minister, but I remember seeing him at a basketball game, and he had his buttons one off.
Right.
But, and that just represented everything that he did was one button off. Right. He just didn't care about being precise about anything.
Yeah.
He didn't take care of things, and you could see it in his dress, his hygiene,
body odor,
all those things. And it's again, it's respect for others.
Right.
That's really all it is. It's respecting other people. So hygiene, neat. Neat and tidy instead of being sloppy. Again, sloppy, what does that communicate? Sloppiness is I don't care.
Right.
And if you're trying to start a ministry biz and you're trying to start a coffee shop or whatever it is, you want to be a life coach and you're sloppy about it all.
Right.
You don't call back when you should. You don't.
Right.
And your appearance is a tip off to that.
Right.
If you're not neat about that,
right.
If you're not following through with that, why can I expect that you will follow through with what you say you're going to do?
And I know, too, for me personally, neat gives me confidence. Neat gives me, like, you know, last night, we were working on this class, and so Steve stayed over last night, and we had one spiritual warfare after another, and walking around, trying to figure out how the sound would work and all that. So we left this room that we're in, you can't see it all right now, but we left it with coffee cups here, and chairs over there. So this morning when we started, the first thing I thought to myself is, well, I want to have a great day. I mean, it's only Steve.
Right.
I'm not impressing Steve.
Right.
Look how neat everything is.
Yeah.
But
it's all good for you.
Yes. So I got out the Windex and I cleaned all the tables and cleaned the desk and got rid of all the cups and everything like that. Put the chairs where they need to go. So when we're here today, we're feeling confident.
Right.
And again, I'm not doing it to impress Steve, because Steve, it doesn't matter to him whether the chairs and the cups from last night were here.
Right.
We would do this.
Right.
But it is a lot about, now I feel better about communicating.
Right. So if you start your day, you know, taking care of your hygiene, dressing appropriately, you've already succeeded at something right out of the box.
Yeah.
And that sense of success can then carry you through the rest of the day. All right. So, number three, casual versus formal.
Ooh, that's a really good question. Like, what should be casual? What is formal?
And what is appropriate? So, I'm a casual person.
Yeah, I would say
in general.
Too. Yeah.
But, again, just because as a personality type I'm casual doesn't mean that that's what I should always do.
Right.
Because again, It depends on what team I'm joining. It depends on the purpose. You know, I'm doing someone's funeral. I'm not going to show up in shorts.
No.
With a baseball cap on. Why?
Right.
Because I want to respect the people
that are there. Right.
So it's being appropriate again. It's thinking about what is appropriate for the team that I'm joining here.
Right.
Rather than what do I personally like to do.
What are the principles of making that decision? Like, what's casual, what's formal? What are some of the things that go in that decision?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think there's three things. There's formal, casual, and then there's whatever would be below that.
Okay.
Because I tend to...
Maybe relaxing or recreational.
Yeah, recreational. So, I think the three things I'd give as example, you got your suit, and then you've got your sort of business casual, where it's a nice pair of pants, maybe a nice short sleeve shirt, or a shirt like this.
Right.
And then you've got jeans and flip-flops, a t-shirt, you know, so that's a third category.
Right.
So if you're in a recreational setting, you have people over for a barbecue, it's outside, you know, jeans, flip-flops,
all that.
That seems appropriate. If you're going to some kind of a meeting of any sort, that sort of casual, I'm not in a suit.
Right.
But I don't look like I just got done from the field either.
Right, right.
And then, you know, your formal occasions, you know, why not?
I know a lot of times you yourself can't make the decision on what the answer is, and you need others.
Right.
And there are people that really have a good sense of what is appropriate.
Right.
And that's something to deliberate with others about. I know at Christian Leaders Institute, sort of the team runs here where the girls come with dresses and they want to be respectful. It's sort of a business casual. And for women, I think this is really a good question. And if you're two men, you know, we're not going to tell you women how to dress.
Right,
okay.
Right.
But I think there is some principles. I know in the People Smart book, it talks about, you know, to watch the difference between looking pretty and respectful to coming off sort of like suggestive. And, and again, far be it from us to tell anybody how to dress. But I think there is a appropriate, and I even noticed that in different countries.
Yes.
Like as we've traveled the world, what's like moderation in one country in another country would be considered not moderation at all and scandalous.
Right.
So there's even that issue in each local culture for men and women sort of have that decision. And
so in some ways, you're not dressing for yourself because you don't look at yourself.
Right.
Unless you look into a mirror.
Right.
I don't really see myself. So you're dressing for others. And again, what's your goal? Your goal is to have a relationship towards an end.
Right?
We're trying to be a witness to Christ. So how can I help you in this relationship building thing by what I dress?
In some ways, it's not like a book was written, dress to impress. No,
no.
It's dress to bless.
Right. There you go. There's a good word.
Right. So not dress to impress, dress to bless. How do I bless others with how I look?
I like that. That should be a book.
Yeah, dress to bless.
Okay. Style.
What do you mean by style?
Well, you know, there's what's interesting. I have clothes from back in the 70s. I still have a shirt from the 70s.
There you go.
And my wife hates it. I love it. And so it's a certain style, right? Things, you know, collars were small, then collars got big.
Right.
Buttons get small, they get big, or you get zippers or whatever.
Right,
There's all these subtle style things.
Right.
And when you see someone that's like 20 years behind, you notice it.
Right.
So again, I don't want to speak against individuality
and
people doing their own thing, but do you want to be a stumbling block? Like people will look at you and they'll start thinking about how out of date you are, and then they start thinking you may be out of date with everything. You may not know, you're not self-aware of the world in which you live, and now they don't take anything that you say seriously,
right, yeah.
just because of that sort of thing.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not a style genius or anything.
Right.
I don't know, always know subtly why things have gone out.
Right.
And, you know, used to be pleated pants were the thing, and then it became straight.
Right.
It's probably going to go back to pleated again, because that's how it happens.
I am grateful to be a man. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you gals out there,
right.
It's a complicated thing.
It
like,
is.
What style in this year is not style next year. Because I'll say to my wife, because, you know, we don't like to throw things away because we want to, you know, and I'll say, you haven't worn that dress in a while. And I just thought it was so pretty on her,
maybe from
3 years ago.
Okay.
And she says, really, I really like that dress too, but it's not in right now.
Right.
And I look at it like, why not? To me, anything you wear is always in.
Yes.
But she's sensitive to there is a style out there.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the styles are set by young people because they look good no matter what they wear.
Yeah. Well, and we should be very careful. You know, we're talking the Western world. There are places, maybe some of you in place, you're grateful to wear the clothes you wear, and that's fine. So when we talk about this, please understand, we're not being insensitive to, we have a wide range of economic people in different economic states at Christian Leaders Institute.
Right.
We're trying to, in your culture, be paying attention to being the best possible you can be with the means you have.
So I was in the Philippines for a year, and, you know, it was called a barong, and it was a very fancy dress shirt, and it was like the suit for the Philippines, and, you know, there were a lot of different versions of it, but when you went to things like graduations and weddings and funerals and anything that sort of was very special, this is the thing that you wore, and you're giving respect to the people. So every culture has its, you know, clothes have all throughout history been used to communicate something.
Yes.
So all we're saying really is know what your purpose is. You're establishing a ministry biz. What is appropriate for your purpose and what you're trying to do? Be aware of those things. Okay, context.
Context. I'm waiting to hear like you are waiting to hear. Context. Like I know a Bible verse has a context.
Yes. So the context of the situation, if you're starting a coffee shop, what fits that context? Or what clientele do you have? You're in this inner city and you're starting a coffee shop, so what is it that people do?
Right, so almost context is sort of like the vision statement thinking of your appearance. Like, okay, so what is the set of clothes I wear? What is the based upon the setting that I'm in?
Yes.
Okay.
The audience that you're trying to establish a ministry biz with, is going to determine, you know, your look. What is that look? From your haircut to, you know, beard, no beard, dress, slacks, shorts, tennis shoes, formal shoes, all the different options that are out there. In some ways, God, you know, God created us to be creative, and clothes is one of those areas that people have gone really creative on, because it's like we're wearing art, and it communicates something. So, what do you want to communicate?
So
in some ways, like we're wearing these shirts, and I tend to wear something like this wherever I go. Why? Because I am a walking billboard.
Right.
Wherever I go. Now, I don't want to be a walking billboard with blinking lights in an inappropriate manner.
Right.
So right now we're wearing, this is a really, really nice shirt.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, you know, it's not a cheap thing.
No.
And it's kind of a classy look, so I can wear it in more formal settings.
Right.
And it's still okay.
Yeah.
You know, I have T-shirts that have verses and so on. Well, that's for a more informal situation. So, again, why not take advantage of the billboard that you have? And there's so many creative ways to do that.